Humanitarian truce deal between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces faltered on Wednesday. At least 270 people have been killed and thousands injured in 5 days of fighting. Al Jazeera's Hiba Morgan is in Khartoum.
Explosion and gunfire shake Khartoum. Despite a ceasefire announcement, the fighting between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces shows no sign of easing. The humanitarian cost is rising. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands are injured. Healthcare services have been brought to a standstill. After heavy bombardment, hospitals and clinics are closed, leaving patients untreated. Ambulances have been targeted, preventing them from reaching the wounded.
The doctors had to evacuate all the cases, except the cases inside the intensive care units. There is a shortage in staff, medicine and oxygen. The hospital is witnessing a shortage in many things, even the doctors we have left.
The streets are eerily quiet. People say they're afraid to leave their homes. They've been dealing with stray gunfire. Others have been assaulted. Khalid Osman's mother was killed by shrapnel.
She was actually at her house in the living room, trying to take shelter over there, when a sudden mortar landed right outside their house, and she caught one of the shrapnels that came from the mortar and died almost immediately.
With no pause to the violence, Sudan could face a growing hunger crisis. Three attempts at a ceasefire for people to be able to leave their homes and stock up on basic necessities have failed. And in the first hours of the fourth attempt, heavy artillery fire can be heard in parts of the capital. Many have lost hope of the fighting calming down soon and are now focused on finding ways to leave Khartoum to safety. Those who do venture out are trying to stock up on basic necessities. The violence is a power struggle between Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, who commands the Rapid Support Forces. Once allies, now the two generals disagree about when and how the paramilitary unit will be integrated into the armed forces, the last barrier in the shift to a civilian-led government.
They dashed all the dreams of the youth and the Sudanese revolution. The revolution that started peacefully has now become a fight. I'm disappointed.
Both generals say they're committed to the transition agreement and are blaming one another for the escalation. Just weeks ago, there was a sense of hope that long-running negotiations had succeeded. But now, Sudan once again faces an uncertain future. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.
Hamid Khalafala is from the Tahrir Institute for Middle East Policy. He says that many people in the capital are trying to flee to safer parts of the country.
We obviously sometimes need to leave our houses to go to areas nearby to get water because we have not water in the pipelines have been cut for the past 4 days. So we need to go out and get water in addition to food supplies and so on. And what I have been seeing is a lot of vehicles filled with people and some luggage fleeing the city of Khartoum, but also people fleeing on foot, people just carrying some luggage and walking and trying to find a way of transport to a safer city. We have seen also videos, photos and news of so many families who've left Khartoum. Many of them managed to leave safely, but a lot were killed or injured even as they were trying to flee the city. People are trying to get to neighboring states, to Khartoum, down south to Al Jazeera state and up north to River Nile state, where these two states are relatively safer than Khartoum and there isn't as much fighting going on at the moment. Obviously, all the fighting is centralized now around strategic locations like the presidential palace, the military headquarters, and locations where the rapid support forces, paramilitary, are located within Khartoum. Darfur also sees and witnesses a lot of violence these days, but people are trying to get to neighboring states that are relatively safer for them at the moment.
Chad's army has disarmed more than 300 Sudanese soldiers who crossed the border. Chad's defense minister says that it doesn't want to be involved in the conflict. The government there closed its border with Sudan on Saturday when the violence began.
Le dimanche, nous avons eu des Soudanais.
On Sunday, we had the Sudanese internal security forces enter our home, and when we learned of it, we had taken all measures to disarm them. We have 400,000, more than 400,000 Sudanese refugees who have been with us since 2003. If it happens again tomorrow, you will see what consequences we will suffer in this country. This Sudanese war does not concern us. It does not concern our citizens. It's a war between the Sudanese.